As you enter Museum Gardens off Museum Street, you will see the Multangular Tower on the right. The Multangular Tower is the western corner towards the Roman fortress and consists of both Roman and medieval architecture. The tower has 10 sides, from which it derives its modern name, Multangular, and is 19 feet high. It housed 5,000 men of the 9th Legion, who were responsible for erecting Hadrian's Wall. The 9th Legion is famous for its disappearance after 120 AD. Emperor Hadrian was born in 76 AD, either in modern-day Spain or Rome. He visited almost every province in the Roman Empire, accompanied by specialists and administrators. He encouraged military discipline, and he fostered, designed, or personally subsidized various buildings and religious institutions. In Rome itself, he rebuilt the Parthenon and constructed the vast temple of Venus and Roma. He was an ardent admirer of Greece and sought to make Athens the cultural capital of the empire, so he ordered the construction of many opulent temples there. Emperor Hadrian came to Britain in the year 122 AD and ordered the construction of a wall that separated Rome from the barbarians. During this time, a shrine was erected in the personification of Britannia and coins were minted. But I hear you ask, what has this got to do with LGBT? Well, Emperor Hadrian had many male lovers. Although he was married to a woman, it has been suggested that he had no sexual desire for women at all and was deeply unhappy with the marriage he had. The most famous love of his was Antinous. Hadrian loved Antinous and he quickly became his favourite. Antinous and Hadrian toured the empire, visiting its remote regions. In late September or early October 130 AD, Hadrian and his entourage, among them Antinous, assembled at the Helopolis to set sail upstream as part of the flotilla along the River Nile. Possibly also joining them was Commodus, a young aristocrat whom Antinous might have deemed a rival to Hadrian's affections. On their journey up the Nile became something sad and terrible. Antinous fell into the river and died, possibly from drowning. Some, on the other hand, believed that it was actually Commodus who murdered Antinous out of jealousy with his relationship with Hadrian. Regardless of what happened to Antinous, Hadrian was distraught. In Egypt, at that time, and in his remorse, Antinous was deified by Hadrian and created a city, Antinopolis, for him. Hadrian also identified a star in the sky between the eagle and the zodiac to be Antinous, and came to associate the rosy lotus that grew on the banks of the Nile as being the flower of Antinous. It is unknown where Antinous' body was buried. It has been argued that it was either interred at the shrine in Antinopolis or at Hadrian's country estate in Tibia in Italy. It is unclear if Hadrian believed Antinous became a god, but he was keen to disseminate the cult of Antinous throughout the Roman Empire. He focused it mostly on the Greek lands, and he promoted it and claimed him to be synchronized with the god Hermes. However, as Christianity became the official religion of the Roman Empire, the cult of Antinous died away, like many pagan cults at the time. If you go on further into Museum Gardens, you'll reach St. Mary's Abbey, where there's a talk about King Henry VIII and the monasteries. It might be a small place, but it has lots of history.